Hello, sir. I have the reports you asked for. Sir, is everything okay? Yeah, I think everyone in the office is stressed out right now. And you, especially being so new to this position, all this mess dumped on you already. You really look like you're suffering the most. Coming in so early, staying so late. We're practically the last two people in the office right now. Are you still planning to pull another late night tonight, sir? I see. Well, is there anything else I can do for you before I leave for the day? Maybe a fresh cup of coffee or nothing? Okay. Well, sir, your predecessor, Mr. A, he used to stay late nights here often as well, and I would often accompany him. And, well, when I would see the stress start to get to him, I would used to sort of do things to help him release some of his tension. What sort of things? Well, sometimes late at night, I would get on my knees in front of him, and he would take out his cock for me, and I would stroke it for him. Yes, sir, I understand that it's very inappropriate. But for the record, he never once pressured me into it. I was always the one that initiated it. And it was always something I chose to do for him. And it's something I would choose to do for you if... Yes, sir, I know you have a wife at home, but you're not at home right now. And with the late nights you've been pulling, I can't imagine she's happy with you. And an unhappy wife is probably not giving you the sexual release you require just when you need it the most. Did I get that right, sir? The look in your face is telling me I am. And you know it, Mr. A was a big family man too. He was always telling me about his wife and kids doing this and that. And sometimes when I had my hands on his cock, he'd lean his chair back, close his eyes, and murmur her name. And I would stroke his hard cock up and down until he finished on my face. So, sir, please, it doesn't have to be anything personal. I'm just doing what I need to do to improve your productivity. That's my purpose here, after all. So let me get on my knees in front of your chair. And please, sir, let me do this for you. Even if it's just this once. Yes, that's it. I'm putting your pants for me. And I'll help you pull them down. Oh, sir. Here I was, thinking you were barely convinced. I didn't expect you to be this hard already. And so big. Let me just get my little bottle of lube from my purse and slather that right on. Let me start stroking it slow. Long strokes. Oh, you're so tense. Oh, sir, just relax. I'll take care of everything. Well, maybe I can't take care of everything, but I'll definitely take good care of this cock. Oh, have you ever had anything like this happen to you, sir? No? I didn't think so. You seem like a very upstanding man. Certainly not someone who would take advantage of a pretty girl like me. I'm kidding. I know you'll be professional and respectful while I give you some assistance every once in a while. And I think it could lead to a very mutually beneficial working relationship. Don't you? Sir, does that feel good? Oh, pre-cum is starting to drip down your cock. It would be a real waste to just let that go. Sir, would you mind if I just use my tongue to taste some of it? Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, sir. Oh, your pre-cum is quite delicious. The smell of you is rather intoxicating. My head is swimming a little. I hope it's okay, sir, but I just need a little more. I just need a little more of your cock. Do this with you for so long, but I didn't know how you would react. But now, after putting your cock in my mouth, I wish I'd done it sooner. Supposed to be for your benefit, but I'm the one having all the fun. Why don't you use your hands, sir? Run your hands through my hair, get a good grip, and bring me down to your cock. I use my mouth for your pleasure. Oh. Grip my hair. Be a little rough with me. Sir, that's it. Put my head up. Yes, sir. Oh, I want your cock, sir. Yes, sir. This greedy little slut wants your cock so bad. Yes, I. Oh! I promise. You can be rough if you want. Sir, I don't mind. Fuck, sir. Fuck. Like you're ready to burst. I have a small favor to ask of you. As much as I enjoyed Mr. Ace Cock, he never made me as wet as you have. Oh, yeah. There's just something about your taste, the way it feels in my hands and mouth, that's left me stopping in my panties, sir. I guess what I'm trying to say is, would you like to fuck me, sir? I know. could be crossing another line. I can't lie. I really, really need your cock inside me. So would you please fuck me, sir? Yes, sir. I'll get up and bend over your table right away. Just let me clear some of these things off. Sir. Oh, admiring the view of my ass as I lift up my skirt. Get used to it, sir. I feel like you'll be seeing a lot of it from now on. Would you like to do the honor of pulling my panties down my thighs? I can feel what they are. My pussy must be steaming right now. Oh, sir. Running your fingers up my slit. Fuck, I'm so wet. Is my pussy to your liking, sir? It's your pussy now. Your own personal use office cock sleeve. What? And always ready to please you. Ready to milk and ease all that tension. And work out all that stress inside you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir, I'm ready. I'm so ready to take you inside me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, I love it when you thrust it all the way inside of me. So deep. So felt. It feels so good to be stretched out with your cock. Oh, do I feel good? Yeah. Am I tighter than your wife? Oh, it's okay. You can admit it. When you're with me, you can tell me all the dirty things you never tell her. Because the only thing that matters is your pleasure. So please, sir. Please use me for your pleasure. I want to be useful to you. You work so hard. And I know how important it is for a man to regularly release his load inside a walk. And that's what I want to be for you, sir. Your perfect little office condom, sir. Someone you can fill up with your spunk whenever you please. So you can stay relaxed all day. Does that sound good to you, sir? Because now, the thought of submitting myself to you, to being used like a fuck doll by you, turns me on so much. Oh, shit. I forgot I was already supposed to leave. Oh, my boyfriend must be wondering where I am. Let me just take this call if you don't mind. Oh, no, sir, you need to stop. It's okay. Keep fucking me. You know how good I am at multitasking. And don't worry, he already knows about the things I sometimes do for my job. Hey, babe. Oh. Yeah. I know I told you I was on my way. Oh, but it was just me and sir in the office, and one thing led to another. Oh, yeah. Yes, babe, it finally happened. And he's even better than I ever imagined. people right now with my panties down my legs. And he's thrusting his cock in and out. His cock pains. His cock feels so... His cock feels so good. He's driving it so deep inside me. I know you've had your fun ever since Mr. A left, babe. But that's over now. Okay, sweetie. You know how important my job is to me, don't you? So whatever Sir says goes. If Sir says I have to stay late and service him, then that's what I'm gonna be on my knees with his cock in my mouth until he says he's done with me. If Sir decides he wants to be the only one to use me that day, then that means no pussy for you that night. And if Sir takes me to a business trip and horns me up with some boring client, then you'll just have to stay at home all night alone, imagining how these powerful men are spreading me open and filling my cum as I let them take turns using and abusing my sloppy holes. Yeah, you ready for that, baby? Oh, good boy. Boy. Oh, dinner's almost ready. That's good. Because you think you're gonna have to have your dessert ready. Sir's balls are particularly full tonight, and he's about to dump all his hot gum inside my sloppy wet pussy. Where are you, sir? He's ready to clean me out with his tongue. Unless, of course, you like the idea of making him look on helplessly while I keep you a load of cum deep inside me. I know just how much it pains him to know I'm keeping another man's fresh load deep inside my pussy all night. Sorry, sweetie, but Sir gets to decide. If he wanted to keep his cum dumpster pumped full of cum, those are the rules, and you'll just have to deal with them. Oh, yeah, that's me. Sir's being quite generous tonight. Looks like he'll be getting your meal, and he's thrusting into me so hard to deliver it straight into my sloppy green cunt. First of so many loads you'll be dumping inside of me from one. So many hot, sticky loads of gum. Oh, your balls must be throbbing. That sweet relief you've been waiting for. Time to release it all inside of me, sir. Release it all inside your new office of fuck doll. Until you feel nothing but the satisfaction of being spent. And the quivering warmth of my tight pussy around you. Fuck, I can't stop it. I'm so close. Come inside of me, sir. Oh, come inside of me, sir. Deep inside of me. Spurt and cream deep inside me. Yes. 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 I'm coming. Come deep inside me. Come inside me. Fuck. You fucked me so fucking good. Oh, you finished it, babe. I don't remember giving you permission to come. But maybe I'll let you off the hook this one time. I'll just finish cleaning sir off and I'll be home soon, okay? Bye. Sir, don't move. Don't move. Let me get down on my knees and I'll make sure you're all clean. I always knew a single drop of this gum. And we certainly don't want your wife to smell another woman's pussy on you, do we? And now let's pull your pants back up. Well, sir, I hope that's cleared your head a little. Time for me to go home and look forward to doing this again tomorrow. All right, well, you have a good night. Bye-bye.